Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Michelle Bartholome. First of all, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My husband and I ranch and farm in the southeastern part of North Dakota. We have four young children from 18 to 9, and I got involved with cattle women, and I've been running all over the state for the last 2 years.
So I understand you have received an award of distinction from the ANCW.
Yes, I'm honored this year to receive the National Educator Beef Educator of the Year Award.
Wow. Well, congratulations. What does that mean?
It actually is a recognition of doing something that I absolutely love to do. I would kind of like to receive a word on the work, because the education on the beef industry isn't really a job. It's a passion. It's a calling. It's fun. So I've gone into kindergarten, fourth grade, adults, Kiwanis, a lot of Rotary clubs, some women's clubs. I accost people on planes, airports, school, 4-H's. So
I was going to ask, how do you go about the educational process? And from an informational standpoint, I'm going to make an assumption,
yes,
that you've got a lot of resources you can draw on from things, whether it's Beef Board and others have done.
Before, it was just a lot of information from the ANCW, and then I was blessed enough to be picked to be on the National Beef Speakers Bureau, mm-hmm, and that's actually USDA information that we promote and give to people information. A lot of my Beef Board stuff, the NCBA is a wonderful resource that we have. And so it's all fact-based information that I'm able to hand out and give out.
Now, you are mainly doing this, I want to say, locally in-state, or do you branch out and get out around the country?
Oh, I'll talk to anybody who's willing to pay for my ticket to come,
sure,
and speak to them. But right now I've done most of my stuff in North, mm-hmm, Dakota. I've gone all the way up to Minot, up through Grand Forks. I did a little meeting just outside the border of Canada, and it was a park where I had a Rotary Club meet. So a lot of schools, teachers are always more than welcoming once they find out what I want to talk about to give me a couple of hours for grades from kindergarten, fourth grade and eighth grade, and then some FFA clubs.
Great. So here at this meeting, what are some of your thoughts or perceptions on, probably I'm going to guess you've been involved in some of the ANCW activity?
Yes, I have. This year the ANCW is really looking forward to some new programs we're going to be starting with, working with moms and millennials. And it's mom, millennials, and more. So we've got some really exciting new programs. The Beef Speakers Bureau is actually going to be expanding and actually teaching and showing our presentations to the general members so that everybody can be able to present these things. So it's really exciting this year. We're moving ahead, and it's going so fast, and it's so exciting this year.
Well, once again, congratulations for this recognition of the advocating that you do. And, you know, I agree. Every opportunity, even just one-on-one with one person, it all adds up if we all do it. So congratulations again on that. Thank you very much. That's Michelle Bartholome, and we've been visiting here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.